Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Why Classroom Culture is More Important Than Classroom Control. And this one gets right into the heart of how kids learn, how trust forms, and why culture, not compliance, is what transforms a classroom. But first, let's ground ourselves in gratitude. I'm going to talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for, tripods. They keep improving every year, and they help capture moments in the classroom, at events, or with family. They're a simple tool, but provide huge impact, y'all. Second thing that I'm thankful for, extension cords. They are the quiet hero quite often. They give power to where it's needed. They help rearrange spaces, support activities, and they always show up to get the job done if you have them. Third thing that I'm thankful for, my son Gavin's creativity. Watching his imagination grow through drawings, building ideas, his projects, it's inspiring. His creativity brings life and joy into our home. I just love seeing how his mind works. Well, let's get into the main topic, y'all. Why classroom culture is more important than classroom control. First off, control is about power. Culture is about connection, y'all. See, we all know teachers who can run a silent classroom. Tight expectations, zero talking, everything predictable. And sure, control can create order, but control doesn't create trust, joy, connection, confidence, creativity, or safety, y'all. It doesn't. See, control can get students to comply, but culture gets students to believe. One produces obedience in a militaristic type of a way, and the other produces growth. So let's talk about classroom culture and how it creates a psychological safety. And that's where learning lives, y'all. This is where we're going to dive into a project that's called Project Aristotle. Google did this massive study on what makes teams effective. Because I'm fascinated by learning and working in teams. So this is what Google discovered, y'all. After studying, they studied 180 plus teams. They looked at tons of data, personality types, leadership styles, communication patterns, and experience levels. And here's what Google learned, y'all. The number one predictor of high-performing teams, it wasn't talent, IQ, experience, or leadership style. It was psychological safety. See, psychological safety means I won't be embarrassed. I won't be punished for trying. I can ask questions. I can make mistakes, and I can be myself, y'all. That's not a business concept. That's a classroom concept. And so why does this matter for us as teachers and with working with students? See, kids learn best when they feel safe. Kids learn best when they feel seen and supported, y'all. Kids learn best when they feel free to ask quote-unquote dumb questions. Oh, they learn best when they're able to try without fear and are able to fail without shame. See, fear, it narrows thinking. Stress, it shuts down curiosity. Safety, though, it opens the mind. You can have the best lesson plan on earth, but if a child is in survival mode, they can't learn it. And so the bridge to reality here, kids don't need perfect conditions. They need safe conditions. And you create that not through control, but through culture. So let's talk about how belonging beats compliance every time. A student who feels like they belong in a classroom, they will work harder. They will engage more in the learning that's happening in the classroom. They will take risk in the classroom more, and they're willing to trust the teacher more. Students who feel like they belong, they will persevere through challenges. Now, if you have a student who feels controlled, here's what will happen. Students who feel controlled, they will avoid effort. They will hide. They will shut down. They will resist. And they will fear making mistakes. See, belonging is a deeper motivator than fear. A kid will run through walls for a teacher who makes them feel valued. Think about that. I'm going to say that again. I want you to write that down. It's going to be in a test. A kid will run through the wall for a teacher who makes them feel valued. That's deep and that's powerful, y'all. Belonging matters. Belonging beats compliance every time. Let's talk about classroom culture and how classroom culture is the foundation, y'all. See, culture, the classroom culture, it influences everything. It influences behavior, engagement. The classroom culture, it influences academic risk-taking, collaboration, identity, self-esteem, and resilience, y'all. You can see it when you walk into a room. You can see it when you say, hey, are kids talking? Are they laughing? Are they sharing? Are they unafraid of being wrong? That's huge, right? Are they unafraid of being wrong? Do they look comfortable being themselves? See, culture is in the air students breathe. Control is the rules they follow. And only one of those is truly life-giving. So why control is appealing and why it fails? Let's get into that now, y'all. See, control, it feels fast, predictable, and manageable. It is very appealing in a lot of respects for a teacher, but it's short term. The moment where pressure hits or the teacher is gone or emotions rise, control, it cracks. Culture, though, it sustains, y'all. A classroom built on connection can bounce back from interruptions, tough mornings, or off days because trust holds everything together, y'all. I want you to remember this. Kids remember how you made them feel, not how strict you were. Students rarely say, I love that teacher because they kept us silent. Think about that. But they do say, kids say, hey, that teacher listened to me. That teacher cared about me. That teacher made me feel safe. That teacher believed in me. And that teacher trusted me, and that teacher treated me with respect. That is culture. Control doesn't create memories. Culture does. So let's talk about how to build culture without losing structure, y'all. So some practical ways teachers can build culture. Greet students with energy. I like to run around like my hair is on fire greeting students, y'all. Let students help shape classroom expectations and those classroom quote-unquote rules, right? Celebrate small wins with students. Bring in humor. Use humor in the classroom. Not sarcasm towards humor or towards students. They're going to think you're making fun of them. But look for ways to use playful humor that will impact the culture, y'all. Repair relationships with students without shaming them. Let kids lead discussions or have different roles in the classroom. Reflect together as a class. Create identity-rich spaces. I think this is such an important thing for me that I've leaned into working on a Native American reservation and the Ho-Chunk culture being so important to students is trying to really bring in that cultural identity into the learning space and knowing that the Ho-Chunk Native culture is so important to the community and to families and to students and really make sure that is woven into everything we do, y'all. And so identity-rich spaces within learning environments is so critical for us to do and to bring in as educators. And then to treat mistakes as part of the journey. We talk all the time about, hey, it's okay to make mistakes. And students see me make mistakes too. Sometimes when I'm doing a math problem, I'll make a mistake on it. And we laugh together. We don't laugh at anyone. We laugh together and we learn from it and we grow. See, structure, it supports learning. And culture, it fuels learning. So structure supports learning. Structure is important. And culture, it fuels learning, y'all. It's like gasoline. Culture fuels learning, y'all. So I think about my classroom in Winnebago being proof. How my classroom works with learning because kids, I work so hard. I work extremely hard to let kids know they matter, that my expectations are very clear. The environment is warm. I work really hard to make sure that risk-taking is safe in my classroom, that identity is honored, and culture is intentional every single day. See, I don't rely on control. I rely on connection. And that's why my students grow, not just academically, but emotionally, y'all. As we bring this episode to a close, y'all, classroom control might create compliance, but classroom culture creates confidence, y'all. Kids don't thrive because they fear the rules. They thrive because they trust the relationships. Control may keep a classroom quiet, but culture keeps a classroom inspired. Control ensures order. Culture, it ensures growth. In the end, the goal is not to manage students. The goal is to know them, to support them, and to create a space where they can become the best versions of themselves. Culture lasts. Culture lifts. Culture transforms. Well, I hope you found value in this episode. If you did, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah.